You're listening to All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Amanda Loader. Good evening. A storm system working its way up from the southeastern U.S. is expected to hit New England just in time for Thanksgiving travel. Joining me now is meteorologist Gary Best. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening. How are you doing?
When do you expect to see this storm hit New Hampshire?
Well, the storm will be moving in certainly during the course of tonight, and initially the air mass is going to be cold enough so that we're talking about some snow, sleet, and freezing rain, mainly around the Monadnock region, up towards the Lakes region, and points north. That's where there could be some slippery travel for a while during this evening. Precipitation, though, initially will be on the light side, but then it warms up, and it all turns over to rain from south to north during the course of the night.
So people who are traveling this evening, then, could have a bit of a harder time than folks who, say, travel tomorrow morning down through that area.
Exactly so. If you're traveling west and north during tonight, be prepared for maybe an inch or two of snow, maybe a little bit of icing going on, especially on the non-treated roads. But if you're traveling further south, though, especially down towards Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, even during this evening there, it is going to be a rain situation. And it's going to be all rain everywhere tomorrow morning. But the problem will be that the rain will be locally heavy, and that could cause some localized flooding during Wednesday morning.
And where in particular do you expect to see potential flooding issues?
Well, that could occur anywhere from southern New Hampshire on southward, where we're expecting maybe 1 to 3 inches of rainfall. This is all going to come from very late tonight into Wednesday morning and midday. And then later in the day, Wednesday, the rain will begin to taper off. But it will be a mild day Wednesday across the entire region, with the temperatures in the 40s and 50s across portions of New Hampshire and even some 60s in southern New England.
Once we get past this evening, then, it sounds like for most folks, we should just be expecting rain as opposed to freezing rain and snow?
Exactly so. It's going to be a wet situation starting, I think, during the early morning hours, actually later on tonight from south to north, and it's going to be all rain during the day on Wednesday. But then it turns colder Wednesday night, so that's when we have to watch out for the rain to change over to some light snow and snow showers. And the higher elevations of the Monadnock region into maybe up towards the White Mountains as well could see a few inches of snow accumulation, but this would occur during the nighttime hours Wednesday night.
So given the, I suppose, the fast-moving and changeable nature of this storm, when is the best time for travelers to head out?
Well, you can head out actually as we go into the early evening, especially if you're traveling south, because there it's going to be all wet. If you're traveling this evening west and north, I plan on at least some slippery going in spots. And then tomorrow, it's going to be an all-rain situation. The heaviest rain will be during the morning and midday. So if you can put off your travel plans until late afternoon and early evening, that may be the best thing.
And many people will be heading south tonight and tomorrow. What should they expect to see outside of the state in, say, the Boston area on the Cape and in New York?
A lot of rain and wind, basically, from Boston down towards the Cape and Islands and on into New York City. And point south, it's going to be an all-rain situation. You have to get way out into western New York State, generally from near Syracuse and points west, and portions of western Pennsylvania, eastern Ohio. There's going to be several inches of snow.
Gary Best is a meteorologist with Hometown Forecast Services in Nashua.